There is a Good Friday filled with tragedy and sacrifice, and there is Easter Sunday filled with hope and promise and the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ. But between those 2 days, there is Black Saturday, full of gloom and despair. Let's read about what the disciples were doing as Jesus was being crucified. It's found in Luke chapter 23, verse 44. And it came about the sixth hour that there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And having said this, he died. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God and said, Certainly this was a righteous man. And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, beat on their chests and returned. And all his acquaintance and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. During the time of tragedy, during the time of the death of someone we love, someone who is very important to us, there are so many things to do. Events are coming at us so closely, and there are tears, and there are all these strong emotions. But then there is the burial, and afterwards we face the time without that person, and it happened to them there, it really happened to the whole human race. Here was God come with us. Here was the one who was going to lead us into freedom, and he had died. He had died a cruel death at the hands of evil people. And now it's the day after, and the clouds of gloom and despair are hanging close over all those who knew Jesus and loved him. It seemed as if hope was not there. But friends, let me tell you that in the time of our greatest gloom, in the times of our greatest discouragement, in the times of our greatest sorrow, when we are the children of God, we can be assured that our Father is working behind the scenes on the other side of the gloom, and he will bring a hopeful tomorrow. Those who were there on that Saturday following Good Friday did not understand what was going to happen in just a few hours, that their hope would surge and Jesus Christ himself would bring them out of the dark place they're in and teach them and encourage them and guide them, and that there is hope in the gloomiest, dark, most depressing places that we have to go through. It's hope in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father in heaven, sometimes when things press in around us, I get into a state that I just can't see any hope. I can't see the way out. I can't see beyond the gloom and despair and hopelessness of the moment. Help me, O Lord God, to look toward you, that I may have hope and trust in you, that you are always working behind the scenes on the other side of the gloom in order to bring hope into my life. Thank you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.